Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, have you ever been under stress? Never, right? Of course. Okay, and so this is all really relevant to what's going on with me right now, and everything is fine. You know, I mean, I don't want anybody worrying about me. I'm fine. And I actually went to therapy today, which was really good timing for it because of all the possibilities of what are coming up in the future and all that. And remaining grounded is definitely part of my plan during this, I guess I could call it an expansion. I don't know what it is, but Dancing with Bipolar is, I guess expansion is really the, I guess that works. It's not a bad word. I kind of teased it last time and I'm out because, you know, when I'm under this much stress, I'm all focused on one thing and I'm not thinking about something else. And like my sense of humor has been lacking and I've been super, stoic and very emotional, and I do know why, and we'll touch on that. However, we'll see, and I'm very squirrel, too, so, but I'm not, like, and this is the thing, right? I'm not fully manic, and I'm not depressed. I am just not, I don't know, I'm in flux, and so because of that, like, things are not, everything's not clicking like it should, you know what I mean? Like, my house was almost there, man. It was close. I could see it. And then it wasn't. And, you know, other stuff, like projects I have around the house that are like almost there, but not quite finished. And that's kind of how my brain is right now. I'm sure that you guys can mention this. See that I'm talking, can't even talk. I'm sure you guys can understand this. But let me try to explain it. So it's like I have all this different stuff in my head of which I do understand I should be time blocking and scheduling and all this as well. Friends, I get it. I do. I know, and I know how much it will help me when I finally start to put some of the information that I learned at PodFest into action, and just, like, today is a perfect day to do it. Just sit down and take out my scheduler and just time block the next 6 months. Will I do it? Yeah, that's a different question. See, and what were we talking about? Okay. So, Dancing with Bipolar is getting an app. Now, because I'm not tech savvy and all this stuff, I'm just actually starting to understand the capabilities of what it means for the show and for us as a community to have an app. So, I would really like some input from y'all as to what it is that you would have on your Perfect Mental Health app. And, I don't want to, we're not going to worry about, subscriptions and all that stuff. I made it pretty clear that I wasn't going to, you know, profit on you guys at all. And in fact, I won't be, so don't worry about it. It'll be free with a voluntary donation basis, depending on, I don't know, a whole lot of stuff that, I actually have a meeting tomorrow morning to finally go over the details of all this, because, you know, I could have had meetings all this week about it and have it up and running, but no, because I'm scared of what it means, and in all actuality, I'm not taking any backward steps because, you know, my GoDaddy site is still up, but the app is not, the app is dependent on me doing a whole lot of things with my domain. And, I couldn't figure it out one night when it was really late, and, We're in the midst of allergy season right now too, here where I live at. The juniper is just, it's an assassin is what it is. So, I'm on some Benadryls right now, so, like, and it makes me loopy, but, yeah, I just want to add that in there because, like, I actually know what I want to talk about, and my brain and my mouth are just not connecting at this point right now. So, so the app, okay, here we go. Yeah. So, I have several ideas as to what I want on it. Okay. And I kind of have like the theme-ish type thing, and, I kind of have a working idea in my brain as to what I want on it, okay? That's where you all come into play. What would you guys have on your perfect mental health app? How would it serve you? What need would it fill for you? What capabilities would you like on it as far as, like, linking and, you know, other, there's so much you can do with an app, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I've been scared, I'm not gonna lie, okay, I've been scared since I received this gift opportunity of, having the show become an app, you know, and still have the show, of course, but, you know, but an app and the way that it can help our communities connect better and easier and faster and way more conveniently and, you know, and more resources that can happen on this once I fully understand what I can do with this for us. They're probably endless, truthfully, right? Because once you reach one plateau, then you're always striving to get to the next one. So no quest is ever ended because once you get to that one quest, then the end of one quest, then you have another quest that you've got to get the hell out of wherever it is that you're at. So you're on another quest as soon as you finish. Truthfully, right? So I really garner your feedback, and, like, my Facebook is blowing up right now, so I do not know how many of you are listeners or not. I'm not vetting you guys, so to speak. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, you know, and DancingWithBipolar.com has the, you know, its own contact form. I honestly want to know. I put this question out to some bipolar club groups on Facebook, and I've actually received some very interesting replies and things that I wouldn't have considered because it's not in my framework right now of what having bipolar is to me. However, the app is for you. Okay? I want to get that straight. The app is for you guys. My presence in it is just the mode of transportation for all of us to get together. Okay. So, and of course it's important to me that it is excellent and reeks of integrity and far surpasses any of what my wildest dreams are. And actually, considering I never had wild dreams of having an app for the show, Christopher did, but, for me it was, you know, I might as well be the Princess Bride, right? I mean, that's how far-fetched an idea it was to me. And now here we are. So, I honestly want feedback. I think that if you guys listen to this on Anchor, I think there's a way that you can actually, like, feedback on here, too, and, like, call or leave a voice message or something. But I'm findable. DancingWithBipolar.com, though. I mean, if there's no other way for you to find me, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, DancingWithBipolar.com is perfect because it is still up and running, although it will be changing to a new host as soon as I figure out some tech issues that are what caused a lot of my stress this week. What day is it? It's Thursday. So, okay, it's almost a week. And, okay, so I guess this is kind of what I was getting. So you're you're moving forward in your life, regardless of what it is. It could be that you're titrating off a medication and you're at that pinnacle point of, you know, being complete with that. And A, either starting a new medication, or B, starting medication free, or one medication free. It's kind of like going from a PHP to an IOP, right? Where you go into PHP because you're coming out of inpatient or something, and you still need high supervision and a lot of guidance, and you need it, right? However, you're always looking towards that date of when you graduate from your PHP and go into your IOP, which, you know, frees up a day or two. There's a lot less accountability, right? Dangerous, but nonetheless, right? And you're still moving forward, and it's a success. However, there's a fear of moving from what it is that you've been safe in, controlled in, familiar with, right? And you've built your routine around it. However, knowing that there's an end date on this of success, where you need to move into the next phase of your journey of what wellness, or, you know, with me with the podcast, or you know, of course my wellness as well, school, it could be as simple as moving from one day to getting out of bed, taking a shower and putting on clean pajamas. And then you can just go straight back to bed. I mean, whatever. But you made that moment and change and situation, and it was terrifying and scary. And yet you did it. And now that you've done that, you've led the way to the next steps. Be it, you know what I'm getting at, right? Like, you know, graduating from IOP and going to, once a week, or group therapy or something like that, you know, or moving along to a point of where you take a shower, wash your hair, clean up, and go sit outside for 5 minutes in an enclosed area of your porch, yard, etc., but go outside. And it's kind of like that, right? Because I know that I can't backtrack. And that's super important. You know, once you make that leap forward, and you have support, and I want you all to know that, you know, I support you all in every way that I possibly can, through good vibage and all that. And you know, you also know that, you know, you can hit me up and I will get back to you and you know, help you out or whatever, but not, you know, not monetarily, because I'm poor, but you know what I mean. Like, I'll give you the hand up that you're looking for in your mental health journey. But so I'm becoming, actually, I don't know what I'm becoming, so I don't want to go there. But so success is happening and things are happening, and I'm terrified and excited and bewildered and awed. And did I say terrified? Yeah. But I have to do it, because the option is I go backwards and we lose the momentum in our community that we have right now, with so much positivity and change coming, that I don't want to leave this party, dude. There's going to be some cake eventually, you know? So That's where I'm at. And I don't know what I'm trying to get at, but I'm just trying to, like, let you know that when you have something happen to you that is good to you, that makes it valid. And if nobody else in the world thinks of it as an achievement, that's not really your issue. It's not a problem for you, you know, because it's not their achievement. I attended a Tony Robbins event, same the same week of last week of PowdFest, which, I mean, that could be part of what, like, my emotionality is all about, too. I mean, talk about being on, like, a self-esteem, like, power boost times gazillion, and then, boom, you know? I mean, it's Christmas crash, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, let down calamity. So that could be part of what it is, too. I mean, it was nice to have 2 weeks of people just telling you that you can do it and how awesome you are and that you can do it over and over and over and over again, and how strong and how good it is to be courageous and different and trailbreaker and all this and thought leader, and which still makes me laugh. And then, you know, it's done and it's like, wait, where's my squad? Where's my cheerleaders? What happened? And, you know, and the thing is, that it's a very rare event that I have that many people around me who are like, go for it. It's a great idea. We need it. The world needs it. And you're the person to bring it forth. I'm doing it. Okay. I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. But it doesn't mean that I'm not scared by taking the next step. But I do know that I have to take it. Anybody feel me here? Anybody relating? And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about how you achieve your next step. You just gotta do it, okay? You're not gonna get a trophy every day or ever, you know? And that's okay. Because as long as you recognize the fact that you are making progress and you are efforting to do things better for yourself, you're already winning. You're already winning. Remember that. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of what you do. Be proud of your small achievements. Be proud of the things that took you days to work yourself up to do. Whatever it is. But you did it. You did it. And you succeeded. And you completed it. And you have a 100% completion rate of surviving your life. It's awesome. Right? Be proud of it. And this is as much of a talk to me, right? So, and what I was saying about the change is like, it doesn't come easy. And it doesn't come, you know, without like growing pains and then like labor pains as the ending of one thing and the beginning of another thing merge. And what comes out is that new hybrid creation of your efforts and your past and your character and your strengths. Yeah, anyway, so everything is kind of changing and it's going to be glowed up, so to speak, you know, and I'm humbled to be the one to be able to do this for us. So I told you, like, I'm squirrel distracted right now, so I have a bee in my house right now, which isn't really a big deal to me because they don't bother me, but I've got everybody's sleeping right now. Dog's sleeping, the cats are sleeping, yeah, the bee is not sleeping. I'm hoping the bee finds the Nutella and then we'll just, like, you know, gorge out and take a nap too. So anyway, I guess it's kind of like what I'm trying to say is, like, without change, right, without change, there can be no success, okay? Because you can't stay in one place and remain successful. It doesn't make any sense. You have to take a step. You can either step backwards or you can step forward. And I really suggest you always step forward. You know what? So when the app is up and ready, guys, I will I'm absolutely gonna, like, you know, like, make you sick to death hearing about it, probably. But It might happen over this weekend. It depends. Like I said, I have a meeting with them tomorrow to finally hash this stuff out and, you know, become an adult and a thought leader and all these things and make it happen, you know. I make it legitimately happen and be tangible and get this going and stop being scared. And, you know, it's time to take the dock. No. It's time to take the boat away from the dock and pull up the anchor and let's do it. You know, let's move forward. There's a couple. Thank you, Czech Republic. You're still holding tight. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much. Boardwalk T-shirt. BoreDwalk T-shirt.com. Amazing shit. I will be reviewing this grievance journal next episode, I promise, when I'm less scattered and, like, you know, possum, honey badger, you know. SupaPass, SupaPass.com, for your hosting and app needs. Check them out. They're amazing, and they support the mental health community more than I will ever tell you guys. Thank you guys, and as always, PodFest Multimedia Expo, Chris and Andrew, the connections I've made through you guys, and for the podcast and for the community, it's things that only happen once in a lifetime, and because of you guys, it happened. So there's other things I want to say. My head is just not working right now, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I might look like I have it pulled together on my Insta and my Facebook and all that, but I really need for you all to understand that just because I am who y'all think I am, I'm still just Dawn, okay? I'm still Dawn, and I'm still, you know, screwing with my meds, and I'm still, you know, bipolar, and I'm still, you know, testing stability and chaos theory at the same time. And I'm no better than anybody out there. I'm just a loud mouth, and I have a reason to have a loud mouth. And until we get what we deserve with the retiring of stigma and rights and all the other crap that comes along with having a mental health diagnosis, you know, I guess the community is just going to have to deal with it. All right, guys. I hope everyone's doing okay. Like I said, hit me up, dancingwithbipolar.com. Please let me know what you want for the app so we can try to do a one-shot development of it and not have to hit and run it with updates 100 times over. It's for you, remember that, okay? I am just a vehicle to get us all together. Anyway, this is Dawn Shereen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.